very good day, good listener, and thank you so much, as always, for clicking on this podcast and this particular episode of Joe Blogs About Films, whether you're a first-time listener or a long-time listener. Like I state on every single episode, it means the world. Thank you so much for clicking, for spinning, for sharing, whatever it is. I really do appreciate all your support. First, he drove his boat into the eye of the storm and became a lumberjack. Then he was shot in the heart by his son, but there really is no stopping everyone's favourite blood spatter analysis, Dexter Morgan. I enjoyed what Clyde Phillips and the team had put together with 2022's Dexter New Blood. It was a very good return that pitted Dexter into unfamiliar territory with him trying to lead a normal life and having his dark passenger and urges held at bay. Obviously, a character like Dexter can't have a happy ending, and thus we are thrown into a whirlwind as we see that this darkness once again takes over. What started off as a very calculated and restrictive Dexter spiraled into mayhem as his past sins finally caught up with him, and I felt that the ending to New Blood was the only way for him to bow out. But just like last time, a lot of fans were dissatisfied and disappointed with its ending, and thus brings us to where we are now with the release of Dexter Resurrection. It was a shock announcement at last year's Comic Con. We were all expecting an update on the prequel show titled Original Sin, which turned out to be a very good series and quashed any reservations that I had about the show with its terrific storytelling. But Clyde Phillips and team stunned us all by confirming that Michael C. Hall would be returning as the titular character for another crack at sticking that landing. Part of me was a little concerned that this was going to get very silly very quickly, and this character would never be put to bed. But having finished Resurrection's run, I genuinely do not want this character to go anywhere anytime soon, because this latest series was a highly enjoyable and brilliant return to form. We are talking some of the best work that's come out of the Dexter universe. Aside from the clumsy and ridiculousness of the hows and whys of Dexter getting away with everything that came to light in New Blood, Dexter Resurrection is everything that you want from a legacy sequel. It brings back what made Dexter so popular the first time round, as well as making things new by dropping him in this huge new world of New York City, and how for someone like Dexter, this is another perfect location for him to feed on those urges of his. Fans also got the reunion between Dexter and Batista, something that we had all wanted to see following his involvement in New Blood, and boy was that worth the wait. But too, the inclusion of his father Harry was a great addition, as even though we were in a new setting, a new city, we still had that classic Dexter feel wherever we went. I think really though, what most impressed me was having Dexter just going around hunting and killing serial killers again, something that I didn't realise I'd missed so much, as that wasn't really a huge part of New Blood's plotline. I'm not saying that suddenly I don't like what they did with New Blood, because I genuinely did enjoy everything they did within that show as a whole, but by having Dexter surrounded by a bunch of serial killers in New York opens up a world of possibilities, and most importantly, it gives a reason for Dexter to roll out the red carpet for his and Harry's code that makes him who he is. The writing is as sharp as it's ever been for Dexter. If Original Sin got the ball rolling, then Resurrection has hit a home run. Any concern I had over this show were chopped up and stuffed into black bin bags before being dropped into the sea by the time the first episode had ended. You could argue that this is the best legacy series that's ever been released, really, because let's face it, we've had some stinkers. But Resurrection was not only elevated by that familiar feelings and setup that we're used to, but also these new characters and their journeys that are fully explored and developed without overfacing you with the many plot threads. It's a work of art, really, in some respect, what Phillips and co have done, and I cannot wait to see more of our boy Dex in the Big Apple. But before I proceed, another quick thank you for clicking and spinning this episode and podcast. If you like what you hear and you haven't done so already, please hit the like and follow button on the streaming app of your choice. That way you will never miss any new episodes. Like and follow the pod on Instagram and Facebook by searching Joe Blogs About Films, and finally rate the podcast on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, etc, etc. It helps a lot. It means a lot, but as always, a massive thank you for all your support. Dexter Morgan awakens from a coma and sets out for New York City, determined to find Harrison and make things right. But when Miami Metro's Angel Batista arrives with questions, Dexter realizes his past is catching up to him fast. I have to reiterate that I thought this show was excellent. Now, I'm not going to go on like a play-by-play as what happens. I'm just going to go over a few things that I really, really dug about this series, and it could have easily been something subpar considering that twice now, they've tried to end Dexter's story and both equally disappointing most fans. But to everyone's amazement, it's just worked. Resurrection worked on every single level. Closing chapters from Dexter's past, making new ground with Harrison and exploring that relationship further, incorporating new characters that only raise those stakes and bring those twists and turns that we love from this show. It seemed like an impossible task, but goodness me, did Resurrection prove everyone that it deserved its existence. Aside from the opening episode, episode, giving some flimsy explanation as to why Chief Bishop in Iron Lake decided to let Dexter go, as well just how Dexter managed to survive that fatal gunshot wound. It was very cold. Aside from that, the episode brought in so many great cameos from Dexter's past via him being in this coma. Seeing Eric King back as Dokes was a treat, as well John Lithgow as Trinity is always intense and unnerving, but the cameos weren't there for member berries. Maybe a tad. They are there to push that Dexter needs to cling on to life and right the wrongs that he's created, and the show just kicks off from there, really. I felt the whole course of Dexter's journey in this latest season was some of Michael C. Hall's best work as the title character. We've seen how well Hall can play this character, but there felt a little more brilliance this time round, especially considering how usually Dexter is emotionally detached. Having Harrison involved certainly brings in more of an internal struggle, and that's something that Dexter's always struggled with, but this time it's to a more vulnerable state. Dexter genuinely loves his son. He requesting Harrison to kill him at the end of New Blood was only reinforcing that love in a strange and dark way, don't get me wrong, but he felt in that moment Harrison was better off without him. But in doing so, he's messed the poor boy up, leaving him with trauma, you know, thinking that he killed his dad. It's a great starting point to see Dexter's realization as to what he's done, as well as understanding that Harrison is like him in more ways than one, but two, also seeing how Harrison can accept Dexter again this time round. It's very much a good reset of their relationship. You know, we had a great intro into that within New Blood, but Resurrection did a lot more at exploring the two of them together. And bonus points as well for Resurrection making me like Harrison as a character. I wasn't his biggest fan in New Blood, but his story this time round was great, and Jack Alcott was ace. It's Harrison that's the real driving force behind Dexter's actions. Resurrection finds Dexter, you know, travelling to New York for the sole purpose of watching over his son, and if possible, building a relationship with him too. This is where the inclusion of James Remar's Harry Morgan was a stroke of genius, you know, providing Dexter with a father-like point of view on every decision that he made throughout the season. It did feel a little strange that Remar was absent from New Blood, but Deb being his ghost made perfect sense for where Dexter was at that moment in his life. And same applies this time round. Harry, of course, would return as the person for Dexter to interact with, considering that he is trying to make amends with Harrison. And it also helps if you have experience and can help your son get away with murder too. One of the subplots that is excellently interwoven is a plotline where Harrison kills a guest at the hotel that he works in, preventing him from sexually assaulting an innocent girl. Certainly one way to make your audience side with a killer. Given the context that his father lives by a code when it comes to killing, and only killing the ones that deserve it, Harrison offering this guy suitably fits that same category, making him more like Dexter than he realises in that moment. I thoroughly enjoyed watching the way in which we got to see Harrison dispose of this corpse, you know, reminding him of what Dexter had shown him, and then following this, we get to see Dexter walking around the hotel and the kitchen to follow his son's tracks and working out how and what he did with this body. It showed just how in tune they are with one another and how they are stronger together than they are apart. It's something that Harrison discovers about himself as well, the further this storyline and his relationship with his father is developed. This whole storyline really was exhilarating because you never knew where it would go next and whether Harrison was fully in the clear. But considering Dexter can get away with being pretty much confirmed as the Bear Harbor Butcher, this was child's play, if you pardon the pun. I also thought that Harrison was given so much better care of this time round and fleshed out his character so much better. Giving him this whole new life he's created for himself only made the potential fall of his so much greater. He's got a good thing with his work colleague Elsa, equally a pretty great bond with her son too. He's also looking to get into college, which too managed to find its way back to his dark secret when the detective working on that case is a guest speaker at the open day he attends. It's stuff like this where it's hard not to put Resurrection up that ranking list of best writing for a Dexter series. Everything just fit together magnificently. Aside from the main two, the standout for me in Resurrection was Peter Dinklage. We know this guy has some acting chops, but his portrayal as Leon Prater was sheer brilliance. Prater is a billionaire philanthropist that shares his wealth with the many, many organizations and departments of New York, hiding the fact that he's a twisted narcissist that associates with serial killers and has a vault of trophies and murder weapons from a variety of different serial killers. It's a fascinating watch seeing him essentially play two roles, the Leon Prater that the rest of the world sees and the Prater that his serial killer friends get to see, one of which being Dexter. When the casting was announced, we saw all of these great and big names would be playing the killers of the show, I was worried that it was going to become, you know, like Dexter and Friends. But I need not worry, as each actor, be that Neil Patrick Harris, Kristen Ritter, David Dastmalchian, or Eric Stonestreet, complemented the show in their own brilliant way. As well, Uma Thurman, who was another standout, playing the character Charlie, the head of security for Prater, that essentially is trapped within his world, down to his connections and manipulative ways to control her. I thought she too got to display a great range of emotions when facing either Dexter or Prater. She is capable at what she does, but too vulnerable down to what she could lose should everything go sideways, which it nearly does. Every supporting role felt so well cast, no one overstayed their welcome, and having them part of this serial killer club brought in so many great twists and turns that only raised again those stakes for Dexter for being exposed, not only to Prater, being that he's stolen another killer's identity, but also Batista, who is hot on his tail following the events of New Blood. Batista being back is simply a joy. It's a joy! It felt very underwhelming that we never got to see he and Dexter face each other again, but Resurrection made up for that. The cat and mouse aspect between these two was terrific. It never felt plot contrived, and both made clever decisions and ways of making life very difficult for the other. There was some extreme close calls where you never knew which way that was going to go, and even with Batista's introduction in episode 1, it was a little like, oh, are they just going to pick things up and be best friends? It was like unsteady ground. It was the reunion that we all wanted, but still a level of uncertainty as to how this would play out. But no, Batista knows that this guy is the Bay Harbor Butcher, and he's going to make damn sure that he can prove it. Everything that Angela Bishop had revealed in the last season only pointed that finger further towards Dexter, making Maria Legueta's assumption that Dexter was in fact the real Bay Harbor Butcher all those years ago correct, and Batista is like a dog with a bone following this. David Zayas slipped back into that role effortlessly, and he got to share some extreme high moments of the series, down to his manner and conversations with the likes of Harris and all the other police officers and detectives that are looking into the murder that Harrison's committed. This crusade unfortunately leads to Batista's demise, and I can safely say I was extremely sad when he was taken out. Batista's death certainly was one of the lower moments of the show, on an emotional level that is, of course. It only really felt like it could go that way. It was only going to end the way it did for him. But to quickly talk about one of the high points of the show, Dexter's new best friend, Blessing. I love this guy. What an addition to the cast. As my wife said, to quote, just a good character. Ntier Guma Mbaho Mwine very quickly became one of my favourite supporting characters in the entire run, down to his humility, kindness, and all-round happiness. It very much felt like Blessing was the angel on Dexter's shoulder, and Prater's serial killer society was the devil, which constantly pulled Dexter back and forth with his emotions. Blessing also represents that second chance, or third chance in Dexter's case, to fully complete a person's own redemption. Like Dexter, Blessing too has his own darkness within him, following his past as a child soldier, and similarly, he cuts off that darkness whenever he enters his home to be the perfect father and family man, much like Dexter. It's why their connection works, as Dexter is forever seeing people with two personalities in order to do wrong and kill, whereas Blessing is like reverse, and his past actions plague him, but he strives to be the best version of himself. Whether that actually is the case remains to be seen, because there's still a few theories out there that he in fact could be the season's overarching villain, the New York Ripper. But I don't have time to dive into all that. Go read it yourselves. I'm sure we'll touch upon it in future episodes. But to finish this review off, I think that Dexter Resurrection was just a triumph, in all honesty. The whole season is built around that theme of, as the title states, resurrection. Dexter is officially alive and kicking, having been declared alive, and it's a genuine second chance for him. The final scene of the season is a perfect and direct statement to the fans. I'm Dexter Morgan. I'm who I'm supposed to be, who you need me to be. A great double message that not only leaves us fully satisfied that Dexter is genuinely back, but too that the writers are essentially saying, yeah, we know what you want when it comes to the handling of Dexter and his story. You could use this as the official ending for his character, should you wish. Have him right a few wrongs whilst also saving himself and Harrison so that they can have a future in New York together. It'd work, but I still think there's more to squeeze out of this, if I'm honest. Much like Hugh Jackman and Wolverine, Michael C. Hall will be playing this guy until he's 90. I'm going to give this show a 9 out of 10. I have to. I'm fully on board with where we're at and where the character is. The entire season was such a ride. It is really, really going to be hard to top, but I cannot wait to see what Clyde Phillips and the team bring us with season 2. But I would love to know what you think of Dexter Resurrection. Were you fully sold? Were you impressed? Were you on board with it all? For every doubt that I had about it, it was just quashed within an instant. This series was truly, truly magnificent, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. So again, let me know your thoughts on Dexter Resurrection. I'll be back with more reviews. Don't you worry. Always appreciate your support. Until the next episode, take care.